Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Statue be erected in Dublin city centre. The Lord Mayor of Dublin is backing the calls for this, but it seems that the protocols might actually put a halt to it. Is it something, though, that the people of Dublin want? Oh, 1800 453 106 is the number. You can give us a shout. Arts and journalist, or arts journalist, I should say, and broadcaster Pat Carty is with me in studio today. Do we need a Sinéad O'Connor statue?
Do we need a statue of anybody? Do we want it? Why not?
Yeah.
I can't see
what's
why not.
What's the harm?
What is the harm indeed? I walked up here past the Phil Innett statue that's down the street, and also the Luke Kelly one that's around the corner. And there was two people taking photographs beside Phil Innett and putting the guitar picks in the strings of his bass guitar. So why not? For the city, would it not be a great thing? Because you'll have people coming just to see it.
Like, look, there's a tourist attraction, obviously somebody we should be very proud of in terms of Sinéad O'Connor's contribution to Irish music and culture, as an activist as well. Like, she was a much loved person, and not just for her music.
She was, yeah. I mean, you could argue that maybe she, you know, a lot of this attention she got after she sadly passed away, she could have used a bit more of it towards the end of her life, I suppose. But I think she should be remembered just because as an artist that just stood up and didn't compromise at all. Now, I'd have to admit that I wouldn't be her number one fan of her music.
Right.
But as an artist, and of course I'm referring to the major incident of ripping up the picture of the Pope on American television, something that time proved her right about, you know, and she torpedoed her, she knew well what she was doing, she torpedoed her career in America, but she felt she had something to say. And a lot of artists today, You get a feeling they're very careerist, where she was what an artist should be.
Right.
You know, I think.
Yeah, tenor Paul Byram is with us on the line as well. Are you in favour, Paul, of a Sinéad O'Connor statue?
Oh, God, 100%. I can't get my head around why there would be any delay on this. I mean, I know we've talked before about, you know, how we as a country need to possibly appreciate our artists and those that bring pride to our country before they die. You know, I just cannot understand why there would be any delay. I mean, this woman, yes, she was controversial. Yes, in 92, obviously on American television, she did what she did. But she got people talking and she raised awareness, not just about child abuse, but women's rights, a whole catalogue of issues she fought for and spoke up about. And putting even all of that aside, her music, her voice was once in a generation. I mean, I don't think we'll ever have the likes of her voice again. It was a haunting, spiritual, touching voice. She was able to go from singing, you know, Manduka to She Moves Through the Fair. She resurrected Irish ballads at a time when Irish ballads weren't cool. You know, she was one of the first to kind of start singing those songs again, like the Foggy Dew. I mean, people of my generation and younger wouldn't have known of the Foggy Dew other than Sinéad O'Connor put her voice to it. She's Oscar nominated, Grammy nominated, multi-million. I mean, 7 million albums was that the second album she released. Her second album with Nothing Compares to You on it. 7 million albums. She's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I look at the Americans, and the Americans are great at putting up statues and monuments. I mean, they do it like nobody else. And I was in Philadelphia recently and I saw the Rocky statue at the steps in Philadelphia.
Yeah, yeah.
And Sylvester Stallone regularly goes to that and there's a big event and it marks it and it's great for the city. It's a great sense of pride for the city. And he gets to revel in that kind of adoration. And I just feel Sinéad O'Connor, above all people, needed to know she was loved more than she did.
Yeah.
She died, I feel, not knowing how much she was loved and appreciated in this country. And sadly, that's often the case with a lot of artists. They die and it's only afterwards that they get appreciated.
Yeah, I know we've had a fairly frank conversation before, Paul. You got in touch with us. We were talking about you too. And you know, like why there's often such sort of begrudgery nearly, you know, about Bono and the band as well. But I suppose the reason why there's a question mark over this today, I would say most people. I mean, look, I know I'm told here there's callers getting in touch with us about this. We're going to chat to callers in a moment as well. I'm interested in what the public think. Do you want a statue of Sinéad O'Connor? But the reason why why there is a not so much a question mark over it, but it's more so around the timing of this. It's because, Pat, there's a long-standing rule in Dublin City Council. You can't build a statue or a memorial of somebody or for somebody. You have to be dead 2 decades. 20 years.
2 decades, yeah.
You have to be in the ground.
That explains, just that you mentioned U2, I wasn't aware of this rule. And that explains, I suppose, why there isn't one of Bono at the top of O'Connell Street.
Oh, you have to be gone 20 years.
20 years. I suppose that's a kind of safeguard in case something comes out, some sort of revelation maybe comes out about someone after they've passed away. But in Sinead O'Connor's case, she lived her life so openly and so in the public. I mean, I can't see any problem. I can't see why there's a problem about this. I can't see why there's even a question. Why not? Why not? I mean, obviously this is in the news now because of the story about the National Wax Museum during the week and the likeness, shall we say, we put that in inverted commas, of Sinead O'Connor, and God knows the public came out in droves to attack
The waxwork, yeah.
And I think we should mention PJ Herity, who's the man who sculpted that, and say, listen, so, you know, we all have a bad day at work. He got an awful hammering during the week.
Yeah.
Really,
and it's very, very sort of a objective kind of thing, because some people thought it was absolutely fantastic, and obviously others didn't, and Sinead's brother or some family members too.
Yeah.
But aside from all of that, I suppose the issue here is whether or not we now bend the rules of the city council. Can you even ask the local authority?
Why not? Why not? I mean, it's the same thing as, like, a couple of weeks ago, there was a news story about Rory Gallagher's guitar. And Rory Gallagher's guitar is going on sale. Mm. And the question came up from the Taoiseach, I think he mentioned it. Why doesn't the government step in and buy this? Why don't they? And put it in a museum so we can all go and look at it and have our photo taken in front of it. And the same thing
as a Ballyshannon woman, I would say it should obviously be in Ballyshannon.
Well, of course. It was the next thing I was going to say. But I mean, you know, as Paul was saying there, we should celebrate the arts. Why isn't there a statue of an artist on every street corner?
Well, you see, the other thing then, Paul, is like, and look, I know maybe some people might make a case for Sinead O'Connor, but Shane McGowan passed away just last year. Christy Dignam, within a short period of time. So why stop at Sinead O'Connor?
Well, I mean, look, in California, in they have a strip of stars that run along a street with names on them. And I'm not suggesting that, but, you know, what is wrong with, okay, throw up one for Christy, and throw one up for Jack Charlton, throw one up for people that have brought pride to this country. We are a small little country who often punch above our weight internationally. And when it comes to music and the arts, we're the leading light in the world. I don't care what anybody says. And we should take absolute pride in that. And if it takes two or we have O'Connell Street littered. We had a floozy and a jacuzzi, for God's sake. And, like, you know, there comes a point where you have to say to yourself, well, what are we proud about? We should be looking at people that we're proud about. And you know, if it's Shane McGowan, put Sinead and Shane together somewhere. They would have a great old hoolia up in heaven, knowing that the two of them are standing on O'Connell Street, considering the amount of crack they caused for Ireland. And they got people talking. And I think it's just one of those things that the family should be able to enjoy that their loved ones are being honoured and memorialised. 20 years. God love, Sinead's brother could be gone, God forbid. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why should we wait 20 years to honour this girl?
Yeah.
I don't know what the rule is. If somebody can tell me what the reason of the rule is, I'd be delighted and I'll back off.
Yeah, it's the county council's. Yeah, the county council, currently, the policy of Dublin City Council is that they have a 20-year policy for allowing a monument to be erected. The Lord Mayor, though, James Gagan, says he'll consider changing those rules to honour the singer, of course, who was born in Dublin. Let me bring in Sarah Ross. Sarah's an artist, curator and lecturer. Sarah, should we bend the rules? How are you? How are things?
Good. So should we bend the rules? You know, I think if people do their research, people put together a plan, consult with all the right parties, all the people that are involved, I think there shouldn't be an issue in installing something to commemorate or, you know, memorialise an idol or someone who's made a massive contribution to our society. We do need to, you know, put these people out there and to remind people of the good that people like Sinead O'Connor did for Irish society. And yeah, I think there should be some leeway. The 20 year rule sounds quite outdated.
It does, doesn't it?
But again, the same token, you don't want just sculptures going up everywhere. I think there has to be, you know, a balanced consideration given to what is proposed.
How do you decide? Like, you're somebody who works in this area and as a curator, yeah. Like, at what point typically in other areas or in other countries do you decide, you know, that somebody will have a memorial or something, you know, posted or published to in their honour to remember them?
Well, I suppose, you know, you have to think about site, you have to think about where it's going to be located, how is it going to affect the environment that it'll be in, what type of effect will it have on that environment, you know, will there be cause for concern around lighting or, you know, unwanted attention, and we do see sculptures around Dublin being affected by vandalism, you know, but they do bring at the same token the goodness, which is bringing people to visit, bringing people to remember. So they all those kind of things will be of concern. I mean, also the aesthetic of a sculpture, you know, you want to have the right style, the right finish, the right portrait. I mean, we have incredible artists in Ireland, and many of whom have created beautiful sculptures, like Vera Clough, who did do the Luke Kelly piece, was not everyone's cup of tea. It's you know, it was a piece that was well executed. So all those things are considerations. The local community need to be consulted, the fans. What do people really want? Is it just a sculpture, or do we need more? Do we need a festival? Do we need a museum? And when I do think of the event that I held in Bray to as a tribute to Sinead on Friday night, you know, across from her house. I mean, her house is there. Could that not become a museum to Sinead? Could the sculpture be there? Could it be a place that fans can come and visit and have more than just seeing a sculpture, that they can actually experience or visit the kind of archival material, the album covers, you know, and educate people who maybe are the next generation who haven't heard or understood the impact that Sinead had.
But as Paul made the point, you know, like, you look at the States. I mean, like, they have every single recording studio. You go to Memphis, you know, or anywhere in where you've got incredible levels of music and musicians. Like, everything they ever did, the school they went to where they first recorded, you know, their first album, everything, there's a memorial at it.
Yeah, well, true. But like, it's the thing about, well, what would bring people to a place, you know, and what would be suitable to show that, you know, this is the impact that an Irish musician made. And maybe we need to do it for many musicians like Shane McGowan or Christy Dignam, you know, and that these are Irish musicians who went out on the world stage and did so much, you know, like the Museum of Literature in Dublin. I mean, you know, represents our great writers, but, you know, maybe this is what we need for Irish musicians.
Texter makes the point, I think you should change the rule to 2 years. I think that's plenty. Here's a really interesting message from somebody who says there's a lovely Sonia O'Sullivan statue in Cove and she's very much alive. In fact, I met her at the statue just 4 years ago when she was fabulous. She had a chat, she posed for a photograph as well. So why not break the rule? Padraig is with me on the line in Donegal. Do you think we need to bend the rules and erect this Sinead O'Connor statue, Park?
Absolutely, because, I mean, she was just a world legend in music, and, you know, to be honoured by your people is a great honour. So why wouldn't we honour? And, I mean, like, per Dolores as well, and all these legends, you know, a statue to them is a great honour, and we are proud of them, and worldwide they've made their name, and sure, why wouldn't they be honoured? I mean, even as you mentioned in your own hometown, the hometown of Rory Geller, the statue there, there's always somebody taking a photo, and even Joe Dolan's in Mullingar. I would say there's not one leaves Mullingar without a picture with Joe Dolan. So why wouldn't we honour them? Sure, we're proud of them, and as one of your speakers said there, we do box above our weight, and, you know, we are more than proud, and even there today, another gold medal for our Olympic team. Sure, why wouldn't we? We're a great wee nation, you know, we should be proud, and we should be shouting out and acknowledging these people that made it Ireland great, and and put us on the map and music and sport, and why not honour them?
Sean Seary is the chairman of the Bray Men's Shed. Sean's on the line too. There's a bench created in Bray in memory of Sinead. Sean, where did that idea come from?
Well, we originally got a phone call early in January. This lady approached us, approached our previous chairman, and asked us if we would be interested in making a memorial bench for Sinead. So that's where it happened, and it all grew from there.
And people are there, and I'm sure they you know, go round and celebrate it, and pictures and the whole lot.
Yeah, well, the bench is, I can tell you briefly about the background. It transpires that the lady who ordered it previously knew Sinead. As you know, Sinead came from a slightly troubled background. This lady came from a similar background. They got to know each other at that stage. Then later, this lady reached out to Sinead, and Sinead helped her a lot. So she wanted to create something appropriate and memorable for Sinead. So that's where the whole idea came from.
Yeah. The statue, the call for a statue of Sinead O'Connor in Dublin, do you support it?
Oh, absolutely. She was an iconic figure, hugely popular, and made a massive contribution. So absolutely, we do, of course, yes.
And bend the rules, the 20-year policy.
Ah, yeah, it's just red tape. It doesn't make sense. So yes, why not?
Yeah. I have to say, you know, for all of them, I'm yet to get one message from somebody who says that we shouldn't bend the Dublin City Council rule. I don't know if that's just a reflection of we're all rule breakers or what.
Well,
but
if you can have a statue for Sonia O'Sullivan,
yeah,
and she's still alive.
That's a very good point.
Why not a statue for Sinead? It doesn't make sense.
Here we go. I don't agree with the statue. I mean, where does one stop then? Where do you draw the line? Shane McGowan, Dolores O'Riordan, Ronnie Drew, Gay Byrne. In time, every corner of Ireland is going to be dotted with statues. I'd be happy to have a proper wax figure in one museum for all to see at once. See, that's the point, Pat, isn't it?
Well, I suppose that's a point. That's a valid, you know, everybody's entitled to their point of view. How about this, right? We have a thing down in Talbot Street where I can go down, and if I want to, I can show me backside to the good people of New York. And they spent a fortune on that. So, I mean, surely the money would have been better spent recognising someone who's made this contribution. And as many of the contributors have said there, it wasn't just our contribution here. She was an internationally recognised figure, you know? And where do you draw the line? I think they should be celebrated. But, I mean, you know.
And why wait? A lot of people make the point,
indeed,
why
yeah.
wait till people pass away as well, actually?
Well,
why not?
Years time, you know, she's talked about now. I would expect that she'd still be talked about in 20 years' time. But why not celebrate it now?
There's a statue of the Beatles in the waterfront in Liverpool.
Indeed.
Yeah, Paul and Ringo are still knocking about. Liverpool more than proud of them as well,
I'm sure.
Well,
think of what it does for the economy of Liverpool. I've been in Liverpool, as I'm sure loads of Beatles fans have, and gone round on the tours and everything, and there's statues. There's a statue of John outside where the cavern was, I think. You know, and they celebrate it. You go into the airport in Liverpool, and it's the John Lennon Airport, and you can buy a yellow submarine if you like.
Yeah.
You know, why not? Why don't we have that here?
A peaceful corner of Stephen's Green suggests this listener, dedicated to the Irish arts, where people could go and sit. It's also closed at night as well. Statues to Michael O'Leary, U2, where does it end? Asks this listener. Yes, we need to make an exception to the 20-year rule and erect a realistic and attractive statue of a smiling Sinead on a plinth or pillar in Temple Bar Square, with space planned for about 20 more artists too.
Yeah.
And Jill in Cork finally says, the 20-year rule, it makes total sense when you take into account public figures and mentioning Bishop Eamon Casey as well. And maybe, like, it was, as you said, Pat, earlier, it's about the 20-year rule. It's probably part of the reason often why they do let some time pass. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Love to hear from more listeners today about this. Should we have a statue dedicated to Sinead O'Connor? Where will we put it in Dublin? Will we maybe put it in Bray? Will we have a separate one in Dublin? And where in Dublin would you like to see it? And when would you like to see that erected? You can let us know on WhatsApp today. Pat, thanks a million. Pat Carty, for joining us in studio today. Of course, arts journalist and broadcaster. Also, Padraic as well. Tenor Paul Byram, Sean Seary, Sarah Ross. Thanks for your time.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.